little bit of minutes for me now, and for how long will it take tonight? Approval of minutes and meeting of the council held on 13th of May 2024, but published in the council website. Apologies for absence.
Mr. Mayor, I've received apologies from the councillors J. Barron, Carter, Ayajello, Piajello, Amy Morton, Dean Morton, Jane Nixon, Roselle, and Dodson.
I'd like to propose that we extend the time for Councillor James Nixon by a further 42 days from today's date, which effectively is 15 days from the time that he should be attending here, which will allow him to attend the September Council meeting.
Is that seconded? Seconded by Councillor Burton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to say very, very briefly, I fully support this because we're trying to encourage working people to become councillors, younger people to become councillors. And now and again, work is always going to cross over with council duties, and so we should make allowances for that. So I fully support this. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
This isn't an extension, this is a request for dispensation for 6 months. Councillor Nixon hasn't attended since the end of February. Just remind back to the 30th of January, when my fellow councillor was requesting dispensation, and we had the leader of the opposition stand up and talk about the ethical elements of the proposal. And it seemed that it was different to previous proposals, right? Because they were for people that were seriously ill. Then he thought, do you know what? Let's see what the LGA advice is on this. He went to the government website, reflected on this, he mentioned about living in the area. And went on to say, being an effective councillor requires both commitment and hard work. That was one of the things that a paradigm that we should look at the request through. He then went on to look at Lord Nolan and the standards that he created in 1995. He then wondered how many of those principles didn't sit well with him. He then went on to say about his mum, saying, what does it smell like? What's the sniff test? He then went on further to say about there being a position taken up on this council that someone else could have adequately fulfilled and would have been able to turn up to meetings. And members, voted against this dispensation. I doubt they'll be voting against this dispensation this evening. However, real life and work does and can have an effect on any council at any time. I will be supporting the request.
Can we have a vote on that, please? All those in favour of the extension? Thank you. Thank you. Declarations of interest. Any? No? Announcements. I'll submit. Oh, sorry.
Where are you going first, sir?
First of all, I condone and my victim has mentioned the salary of things. I thought to go out to the parents and friends of the family, everyone involved for all his talents. I'm sure it's not another challenge for us to work. The 80th anniversary D-Day, Thursday, June 6th, was a privilege to be asked to write the beacon in this historic event. The Mayor's Charity Appeal, afternoon tea on Thursday, 18th of January, thank you to those for supporting this event in the outrageous charity of being over £800. The anniversary of the Battle of Lincoln, Sunday, 15th September, invitations for this year's event have been sent out.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Don't normally jump up with announcements, but I've got a couple of things I'd like to say, if that's okay with you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, yes, I'm sure everyone in the chamber was horrified by the news last night, and I think it would be appropriate for this council to send a letter of sympathy to the people of Southport, if that could be arranged, and if obviously the members are agreeable. Two extra things, Mr. Mayor. One, I've been contacted by the organisers of the Stafford Pride event on the 10th of August, and they've asked me to extend an invitation to all members to attend the celebrations on the 10th of August. And finally, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to say a big congratulations to Adam Burgess on his silver medal in the canoeing. Brings great pride to the borough, particularly to Stone, I would imagine. And also, we wish Joe Clarkwell as well, because he'll be competing later. So we wish them well. And again, I think a congratulatory message from ourselves would be appropriate. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for your indulgence on announcements, and I certainly echo the sentiments that are being shared in the Chamber across a variety of subjects. However, I just wanted to refer to a special day today. One of the group members, one of the councillors on this council, has a milestone birthday today, and I thought it was only appropriate, given that it is actually today, that we should just celebrate his birthday with him and wish Gareth Jones a happy birthday today.
Happy birthday to Gareth. Happy birthday. Did you bring some cake?
No.
Right. Public questions, then.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Now we go into the council session, and it's Councillor Bird to kick us off.
Happy to take it as read, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a second in the word?
Oh, we don't need response. Right, response, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Stafford Borough Council continues to progress the new local plan 2020 to 2040. Taking into account the
latest... Can you hear me?
You better sit down, Larry, Mike.
Excuse me, I can't hear anything, sir.
It's working.
Jump
a loop. Shall I bend over?
Yes.
It's a very strange position to be in, but it's actually nice, I should try my best. I can't do this. I'll sit down. Mr. Mayor, Southport Council continues to progress the new local plan 2020 to 2040, taking into account the latest evidence, recent and proposed statutory legislation, and national planning policy framework changes. The 2012 strategic housing market assessment had a housing need figure of 210 new affordable homes per annum. Last year, which was the 1st of April 2023 to the 31st of March 2024, a total of 163 affordable units were delivered. So far this year, up until the 30th of June 2024, a total of 41 affordable units have been delivered. With registered providers reporting that a total of 115 affordable homes will be delivered in the financial year. A further 143 affordable homes have planning consent. Further affordable housing is likely to come into the pipeline soon due to planning applications awaiting decisions. And sadly, this process has not been helped by 20 years of underfunding in the planning department by the last administration. We know that registered providers are working with some developers and homes in them to convert open market housing into affordable housing. There are two such sites in the borough, one of which will deliver 24 affordable homes, and another to deliver 40 affordable homes. These houses will come into the pipeline figures when the registered providers have fixed handover dates. Mr. Mayor, this is an important mechanism in delivering affordable housing. We continue to work with registered providers about the delivery of affordable housing sites and are aware of some sites that may become available soon. This will help provide even more affordable and social housing. The government's anticipated announcements on mandatory local housing targets and consultation on the National Planning Policy Framework are coming. The Council will consider the local plan implications once further details have been provided, together with updates to the evidence base, to ensure affordable housing delivery continues. I am informed that apparently there is an announcement in Parliament today, and some things will come through to us and we'll be looking at them shortly. Mr. Mayor, housing is a very important part of the administration's work. We've been looking at the best ways to provide good, affordable and social housing that is safe, secure and creates a happy environment for all residents of our borough. This is a very high priority. And would you believe I am actually grateful to Councillor Burns for giving me the opportunity to inform the Council of the high importance this administration gives to social and affordable housing. As most members will know, we work with all social housing providers, but we are also looking at other ways of providing much-needed social housing for the borough, such as, once more, providing council-owned and run housing. The need is almost there, and it will only increase. We have to work with the government and others to house as many people as possible within our borough. To finish, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Burns' question also highlights the problems of the planning department, problems this administration are solving. We have already reduced the historic planning backlog by more than half, but more needs to be done to rectify 2 decades of underfunding by the last Conservative administration. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any response, Councillor Burns?
Supplementary question. Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, can I just start off? I'm assuming you can hear me back.
Yes.
Thank you. Can I just first off start off by thanking the Leader for his illuminating answer? It feels like for much of the last 18 months we ask questions and we get less clarity than when we started with. So this time I would like to hope that in this new municipal year we will see greater answers to the questions that we ask, because we are trying to ensure that we hold the administration to account, all of the administration of any colour. The second thing I just wanted to mention, you mentioned the government's new housing targets. I understand today that the announcement has been made for those organisations, those authorities, who didn't manage to get to consultation and send their local plans to the public examiner, that they will now be subject to increased housing targets, and the Stafford Borough will increase the housing target by approximately 424 homes a year. So the failure to deliver the local plan to time is going to cost this borough council, very significantly. I did want to pick up the point about the manifesto commitment that was made by the local Labour Party to building affordable homes, because for the period 2011 to 2022, every year, the council built 210 affordable homes. Now we see that the foot has been taken off the gas for affordable homes, even though it's a key manifesto commitment. So could the Leader of the Council tell me when he's going to hit his manifesto commitments, given he fell short by 47 last year, nearly a quarter, and another 55 projected this year? Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The information I read out just now should have answered that question for you. We are working very, very closely to the 210, and as you quite rightly say, the figures we've had from government today, which we're looking at the moment, will give us some indication of what we're going to have to do in the future. And of course, delivery all depends on developers, as you well know. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Shall I say sitting down, Mr. Mayor? I hear what the Leader says, but as I have returned to this equation, the fact that we have got coming into the borough a substantial number of asylum seekers over the next, we don't know how long, over the next year, 2 years, whatever it may be. And based on the government's figures alone, at least 70% of asylum seekers are getting refugee status. And when they get refugee status, we have to house them. So that's going to add to the demand for affordable housing. And I do ask that the administration takes account of this, particularly in the light of the fact that the government has just upped our housing figures so dramatically this afternoon. And all of this goes back to the fact that we don't have a local plan, a revised or new local plan that actually is in a position to be able to address all these problems. We're living with the local plan that goes up to 2030, and it, we really seriously need to get a new local plan in place. It's going to be a quite a lengthy process.
We're forward to this plan. I'm not going to go. I've got 3 hours done already.
Point of order. Point of order is that these should be supplemented questions, not statements.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Can you hear me? Is it
a question?
Is the question
important? Can I just put it in the form of a question while I have said it? Just a piece.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I shall bend over in a slightly peculiar way, but there you go. I am concerned about the amount of asylum seekers that could end up in Stafford. Of course I am, and obviously the housing strain that will put onto the area. I'm hopeful that the government will help us, I'm sure they will, but what we have to remember is how we got in this position and which government put us in this position in the first place. And we're set here in Stafford with a potential development that's going to cause all the problems that Councillor Beattie has said.
Can I go back?
Is it a question?
Yes.
No, Councillor, you can't go back now.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, this is all about housing and affordable housing, but actually it's housing per se in Stafford Borough that we've got to be concerned about. I'd like my colleague next to me, are really concerned about the local plan for Stafford Borough and the impact going forwards on either having a plan or not having a plan. We just heard that we're going to start and get policies and mandates from the new tenants in Westminster. They seem to be sort of backtracking on all sorts of things, and I'm sure that the planning will be one of the things that we suffer from. My question, it's a two-part question, please, is when will this administration please share with all councillors what your plans are in terms of the local plan and what stage it's at? Because we've not had a clear answer on that. We've been asking for over a year now. And the second one, really, is again from Westminster. We've heard about graveyards. Now, I, like many others, are slightly sort of concerned as to what exactly is a grey belt. It's not a piece of clothing, apparently it's something to do with green belts. Stafford Borough needs to sort of find out what grey belt is, and I'm in a rural area, and if you take the rural areas, there's a lot of buildings that are now redundant, sites that are now redundant, and please can we find out what grey belt is, because
Point of order, Mr. Mayor. What has this question got to do with the original question? We were talking about affordable housing. We're now on to the grey belt. Can they please try and keep their questions relevant to what has been asked in the first place?
If Councillor Cook can go back to the meeting, which he said we would do at one of the resources meetings, in terms of affordable housing and the whole housing agenda, when are we going to find out what the local plan is doing? It's as simple as that.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As we said in the past, and as my colleague Councillor Mead has said in the past, we're going to get ranks. we're not going to rush into it. We're going to make sure it's right. We're making decisions that will affect this brother for the next 100 years or so. So we make sure it's right. Not like the last one that was rushed through and mistakes are becoming apparent now. So that's the answer to that question. As regards Grey Belt, hey.
Andrew James.
Can I remain seated, given that the Meester project will contain a significant number of affordable housing, may I ask at what point will the Labour coalition come out definitively, one way or the other, on the destruction of prime agricultural land at the Meester site for the Galvin settlement?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just further, obviously, we've got new figures from the government coming through. We've made no decisions yet. We have to look at the information that's been sent to us today. Then we'll have a look at what you just mentioned.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's on the back of the question in terms of the local plan and affordable housing within that. Clearly, a massive impact on the number of housing required across the can I have assurances from the controlling party that there's going to be respect for existing residential boundaries in the neighbourhood plans that have been drawn up, and especially community green spaces that have been identified, or are they under threat?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, very simple answer last time. When we got the information, we'll look at some draw conclusions. Thank you.
The 10 minutes are up, so I've got no more time for any questions. Sorry about that. Moving on, we need a second question. Second question from Council Privileges, please.
In the interest of keeping things short, I'll take it as read.
Thank you. Thank
you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not bending over, I'll just speak in my normal volume. Mr. Mayor, once there was an overspend, there are sufficient monies in reserves to fund the overspend, so it is not a black hole. That is point number one. There is money to cover it. Work has been undertaken, I would add, to address the main area of overspend, which is planning, along with the others. Mr. Mayor, the overspend in planning has its genesis in past Conservative administrations. They created the eggs, then hatched the eggs, then reared the resulting chickens that are now coming home to roost. We repeatedly warned them, Mr. Mayor, over the years to consider staffing levels, but they cut these whenever they could, because their easy fix was simply to keep the council tax as low as possible, despite the damage to staffing levels and hence the capacity and resilience of our staff. Mr. Mayor, the major cause, about 74% of the overspend, is to do with planning. This administration needed to tackle the historic, and I repeat, Mr. Mayor, historic backlog of planning applications as a priority, not least because the then government was threatening to take action against those LAs, local authorities, that didn't do so. Well, we've succeeded, actually, in reducing the planning backlog by more than half, from 946 outstanding applications when we took over to about 442 now. And we need to reduce this further. But it's been halved. But we have to spend to reduce this total. It doesn't come free. There are no freebies in this game. The planning team has struggled to fill vacancies due to wider national shortages of experienced planners. I know the government was saying before the election they'd like to have 300 more planners. They'll fund 300 more planners for the country. That's nowhere near enough. We're going to need more than that in order to cope with the backlogs which lots of local authorities have. So, Mr. Mayor, we had to use agency staff, and we also had to use external consultants to undertake the work. They cost more, a lot more, Mr. Mayor. They do not come cheap, because they know they have us over a barrel. And the barrel was that backlog, which was bequeathed to us by the departing administration. Well, Mr. Mayor, we shall also be conducting and commissioning an independent review of the service with the aim of increasing efficiency. May I also remind the questioner that this authority has recently suffered a highly critical, indeed an excoriating report from the external auditor for the financial years 2021-22 and 2022-23. That was during the Conservatives' later period in office. Much of this resulted from staffing pressures and shortages. We are also having to pick up the pieces in this case as well. Well, the finance team, Mr. Mayor, are at present working on an outturn position as of March 2024, and this will be provided as soon as possible. I understand that work has yet to be done on quarter one of this financial year. And again, surprise, surprise, Mr. Mayor, there are staffing issues. We have already set aside money in the last budget to employ additional finance staff, and progress is being made in this regard. Jobs, as we speak, are being evaluated by the West Midlands employers, and when this is done, we shall then advertise. We anticipate advertising in August with interviews in September. It's no good doing it in June or July. Everyone seems to be on holiday all over the country. But hopefully, by September, if we're going to interviews, we'll have people ready and able to be interviewed. There's also a new structure designed, but that has to go to consultation. That's a staffing structure in finance. Has to go to consultation with staff, and then we will be able to progress that. So, action has been taken. We are picking up, as I say again, picking up the pieces left by the last administration, picking up these pieces willingly, because that is in the interest of the residents of this ward, whom we all serve, purportedly. But, Mr. Mayor, that is all I need to say on this matter at present.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think you proved the point brilliantly about not really getting to the illuminating part of the discussion. I asked for some dates in terms of when you're going to release the year-end figures. I also asked for when we're going to see the period one figures, and I didn't think I had an answer to either of those in terms of clarity. But the question I wanted to ask... Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is at July's Cabinet meeting, the papers indicated, and I quote, "The budget manager has been spoken to about this overspend position to ensure that it will not happen again, and if any issues arise, they will be raised earlier so that it can be managed more easily." Now, we're not talking about a few quid down the back of the sofa. It's an overspend of £826,000 on a budget of £1.695 million. That's nearly 50% overspend. So for every pound they were given, they spent £1.50. For every £10, they spent £15. I think you get my drift. So my question is, given that the budget manager has been spoken to, and this only came to light in month nine, and you don't just spend the money in month nine, it's a consistent way of spending money, and then it took 7 months for it to come to council after that period. So given that the budget manager has been spoken to, has the cabinet member also been spoken to, given he was clearly oblivious to what was going on under his watch?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I've explained that we have had problems. We have spoken to one of the senior officers. That should never have happened. And in any organisation, no officer should be spending without authorisation. That was without authorisation. It may have been spent in a way to reduce the huge numbers, the huge backlog, which had built up from the previous administration. But there should have been notification that this was being done, and that is being dealt with internally. In terms of the information, I've already said that the finance department, due to staffing problems, and we've rehearsed the staffing problems, we rehearsed that at the last budget ad nauseam, because we knew we needed to have more money spent on financial staff, because they had been starved of resources. You can't ask people to make bricks without giving them the straw to do it with. We got that in the budget, but that's, you know, that's later on this year. They were still under a great deal of pressure, doing all sorts of other things. And may I also say, the section 155 officer, the chief financing officer, was also deputy returning officer, and we've had two elections this year, in May and June, which was even more additional work piled on people who were already heavily encumbered by all sorts of things they had to do without the staff to do it with. That is the reason for the delay. It is as simple as that. And you know, unless we could say, well, in the end, of course, the fault lies with the previous administration for not actually putting into place enough staffing to do the sort of things we need to do in this council. We are working hard at that, but it does take a bit of time. You can't just magic up staff. Perhaps had we had planning officers appointed 2 years ago, when we were suggested that this should be the case, we might have got a few more planning officers. But it's jolly difficult at the present time to do it. They're like hen's teeth, and particularly planning enforcement officers. I know that from my own experience. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
That's the basis of the question.
Next question. I'll make sure this question. If I stand up, can you hear me? I only want to pick up a particular point that Councillor Cook has made, which is he's going on and on and on about staffing levels as they existed then. He may not understand, perhaps in the form of the question, do you understand that the officers were repeatedly asked in the past how many staff they needed and whether they were sufficiently staffed? The senior staff in that department assured us always that they were properly staffed. Now, what I shall also ask you is whether you know that there was a peer review undertaken in 2018 which confirmed all these things that I'm saying, and that the department was properly staffed, and that actually before COVID it was performing in terms of planning very well indeed.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm aware of the peer review. Things have moved on since that peer review, 2018. Sorry. Thank you very much. Even I need a microphone. Right, Mr. Mayor. Yep, I'm aware of the peer review. I'm aware that that was in 2018. We're now in 2024. Things do change. And I think COVID has changed staffing issues as well. So, you know, this is pre-COVID that we were talking about with peer review. I'm surprised, because I was under the impression, a very distinct impression, that even in the late teens, the 20s of the 21st century, we were having pressures in planning. It wasn't all going wonderfully well. It wasn't, you know, motherhood and apple pie and all sweetness and light. Things were happening. Things were going downhill. And they seem to have been carrying on going downhill. And, you know, I hope we're at the bottom of the hill now and we can start climbing up again. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to ask the cabinet member for resources. The inherited mess, the staff shortages and the overworked staff. How does it smell?
Sorry, how is it?
How does it smell?
Oh, a bit odd. Slightly fishy. Not entirely savoury. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Move on to the next question.
You will remember, ladies and gentlemen, a previous councillor, Mike Smith, who always insisted on monthly and quarterly budget monitoring. Could I just ask the cabinet, are you undertaking monthly and quarterly budget reviews?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm in serious discussions with the Chief Finance Officer about precisely that.
Thank you.
When did that fall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm slightly confused by what's been said here by the current member for resources. You did say that it's the previous administration's fault for an overspend because of. You didn't say that. Okay. If you didn't say that, that's fine. But I would say that at one moment you're saying that there's been an overspend in terms of consultants and everything else that goes along with that. Then you say that a person in planning has been asked why he did that without the specific permissions in place. So, did you know about this before, and if it's a backlog, or is it just suddenly a reason you got noticed it without the budgets, suddenly the budgets are there, and in terms of that, are you aware now, I've got a little point to be made, you do need to make sure that you've got sufficient fiscal advice in terms of this. It's quite scary. 1.1 million out of reserves is still the taxpayers' money, wherever it comes from. Thank you.
Is there a question? It seems to have just been a comment, Mr. Baird. I couldn't discern a question.
What was the question? The question was the cabinet member aware that this money was being spent without say so of the powers of the bid?
Mr. Mayor, I'm aware of the issues when we got the paper from the finance officer. I will now be sure that I'm going to do the sort of things that Councillor James is suggesting. I think that's important, and that's an essential thing for us to do. But in terms of blame, I'm saying that we have had to spend a lot of money very quickly, in order to reduce the backlog of planning. Let's not forget about that. There's a huge backlog which we inherited, and that needed to be sorted out. I think the big problem is that we were not notified that this money was being spent. You know, that is the real problem. We probably needed to spend it if we wanted as a priority to reduce the planning backlog, which we've done. We've reduced that by half, as I said before. But the worry is, unless we get more planners coming in soon and actually employing them, and moves are afoot for that, but unless we do that, we'll find that the numbers start going up again.
Your financial management needs to be shocking.
That's the end of that session of time.
I should ask Mr. Mayor if I could perhaps comment, not necessarily ask a question. I think there's a lot of time being spent. You see, no.
Moving on to agenda item 8. Councillor Lord.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I believe this is the waterfront and riverside car park payment system. Well, I hope this is going to be less controversial. But one can never be sure in this council, Mr. Mayor. Right, well, the aim of this report on this car park payment system is to seek council approval for the allocation of capital from unallocated capital resources into the capital programme and to grant permission to spend that allocation on upgrading the current parking system and payment machines and associated equipment at the council's waterfront and riverside car parks. Mr. Mayor, the recommendation is that Cabinet recommends to Council the allocation of £275,000 to fund this work. Now, the reasons for this recommendation are set out in paragraph 2.2 and include significant financial and other risks as a result of the supplier telling the Council that the car parking software and hardware systems will no longer be supported by them and that parts will no longer be made from the end of financial year 24-25 as they will become obsolete. Now, Mr. Mayor, these systems are key to the day-to-day operations of the car parks and absolutely vital for the generation of income for this authority. We can't afford to lose car parking income because things are closed because of some catastrophic failure in the system. If they were to fail after the manufacturer's support ends, the council could face very significant financial losses of parking income, and there'd be a major impact on the business economy of this borough and visitors stroke car park user. So these, you know, the possible effects, the potential effects are very, very significant. And therefore, I'm coming to you saying, let's spend the money. At present, I would add, the replacement of the equipment is not included within the capital programme because the previous administration didn't include it in the capital programme, nor has it been budgeted for. Hence the recommendation in paragraph 2.1 and the reasons of the recommendation in paragraph 2.2. Now, it's proposed to replace the current system with the latest automatic number plate recognition system, which I'm sure is a wonderful creation, which will no longer need a chip coin. That's detailed in paragraph 5.7. But I would add this, now I will add it a fortiori, but we will still accept cash. The system will still take cash. That's important to reassure people like me who really don't want to do all these things. They just want to put some money in the machine and have the thing work. So that should carry on. The new system will have a working life of about 8 to 10 years. So I suppose it should see me out. Which means, though, that they shouldn't need to be replaced until approximately 2034. Likely savings from year one are detailed in paragraphs 5.11 and 5.12. There'll also be saving, interestingly enough, of about £3,200 per annum, as we won't have to replace about 600 chip coins every year. Would you believe that number of chip coins are lost every year? And they cost a load of money to replace each one. So we save £3,200 just by that, which I think is rather good. To continue, Mr. Mayor, due to the cost of the purchase and installation of the new system, a very full procurement exercise will be undertaken by this council with help from the County Council and the Council's legal services, and of course the County Council's procurement team. So we'll be doing all that in terms of procurement. I'd also add that the project changeover plan shouldn't involve any impact on the car park income, because it'll be managed to cause minimum disruption. That's an important point as well. We don't want to lose money on the car parks while we're doing all this work. If we can minimise it, so much the better. Climate change considerations will also be considered during the specification and procurement process, Mr. Mayor, with a view to the overall carbon impact of the machines and their installation being kept to a minimum. The financial implications are explored in paragraph 6.1 on page 7, and I ask that the recommendation be agreed. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Well, Councillor James.
Is that seconded?
Yes, we need a second. Skelton, who seconded? Thank you.
Yeah, could I just ask the cabinet member for resources? Is this £275,000 a fixed price contract, and does it include the VAT?
That's a very technical question. I look to Chief Finance Officer to give us an answer to that.
So, since the VAT is a council, that doesn't really impact our price. We came back our VAT from government, so we won't fluctuate in terms of the amount we're paying for this. So, this is the amount that we're actually paying in terms of. What's the first part of the question, please?
The second part of the question was, does that £275,000 include an element of VAT or not?
So, VAT is not a change to the VAT.
Yes,
that was
the VAT.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just think it's a really good example of maybe 18 months ago, this money wouldn't have been spent, and these changes wouldn't have been made, and it would have cost the council more money.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
All those in favour of this
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The report is as it is. Thank you.
That's seconded. Councillor. Would you like to speak?
Yes, just to say that this is a very welcome development, both in terms of reducing the costs for Freedom Leisure in operating the swimming pool, but also obviously reducing our carbon footprint. We own the building, even though we don't operate it, and therefore we have a responsibility to try and reduce our carbon footprint in that respect. I think it is sad that the building, when it was first built, didn't include the provision of solar panels. That would have been a very sensible move at the time. We think about all the carbon that's been emitted through the use of boilers in the meantime. It's very unfortunate that all that carbon, if you like, has been used maintaining an outdated system, but it's very welcome that you've now got the funding. Thank you.
Councillor James.
Same question. Is the £214,000 plus a fixed price contract?
Mr. Mayor,
going
to our finance officer
for another
question.
Once again, yes. This is the quote we're given. It's simple to see that there is a variation. It's difficult to work, so we've actually been quoted for.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just wondering, in considering swimming pools, whether the stone is affected by these changes in any way.
Can you answer that? The stone is affected?
No.
Mr. Mayor, this report refers specifically to the Stafford Leisure Centre. I can get details for Councillor Jones on that issue if he wishes me to.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, the cost that's being spent on these panels, the journalism panels, I'm extremely pleased that it's very good news. Anything like that is always good news. But can I also ask, does this project include batteries to help them more efficient? And likewise, I'm slightly concerned about the cost of the money that's been spent on them, because I was aware during my early year conversations with the management of the leisure centre that they were concerned about some of the brickwork and structure of the pool. Now, I don't know whether that's been put on the side in the favour of this spend, or whether that's an additional spend for me. Thank you.
Anybody know the answer?
I can again come back with that answer, Mr. Mayor. I sense that questions are being asked for the sake of being asked, Mr. Mayor. I can come back on that.
Councillor, my question's been answered.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. With the questions coming from the other side of the chamber, I do wonder if these improvements would ever take place under them.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I'll go for the vote then. All those in favour, please show. Unanimous, thank you. Item 10, Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Now, this is to do with the network infrastructure replacement.
Can we take this red?
Sorry?
Can we take this red?
I'm quite happy for that to happen.
Yeah.
Quite happy if there are no questions.
Yeah.
I thought, Councillor.
You're seconded, yeah?
Yes,
you're
seconded.
Oh, so you seconded? You're happy with it? Fine.
Where's the art of debate gone?
My question, I think you know what the question is the fixed price contract?
Well, actually, I have got the answer to that.
Yay!
I might have said it had you let me speak. No, in actual, the total cost of this equipment is £198,904, as shown in the table on paragraph 5.14. But note also that a contingency of 10% has been included to cover any potential price increases, as mentioned in paragraph 5.15.
Okay, all those in favour, please.
10%.
Unanimous. Moving on. Agenda 11.
Mr. Mayor, each year each scrutiny brings an annual report to the council for it to receive. Each report has been to the scrutiny committee, so we normally give the chair of each scrutiny the opportunity to present the report and then the council can decide whether they wish to receive it or not. We usually take in terms of this, which is usually resources, any colleague planning, and the community.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Very quickly, I'll just point out the key issues on paragraph 3 for anyone who's listening or on the recording. During the past municipal year, the Resources Scrutiny Committee considered a wide variety of issues in support of the corporate business objective. Financially stable and ambitious organisation that is responsive to the needs of our customers and communities and focused on delivering our objectives. Tonight's been quite an interesting one, and we've still got plenty of work to scrutinise by the sound of things. Can I please thank the members of the committee for coming along and constructive conversations on anything we discussed. Can I thank the Cabinet Member for coming along and again being constructive and helpful? And finally, the officers for keeping me on the straight and narrow. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor, I'm struck by the contrast between the conversation that we had in relation to the earlier items and the relative blandness of the reports in relation to the scrutiny committee. I think one of the things that we are charged to do as councillors is to have effective scrutiny of the activity of the council. It seems to me that a lot of the comments in relation to resources indicated that there wasn't scrutiny that there should have been in relation to some of the problems, particularly in relation to planning. I think that that this is something that we should perhaps give attention to. This Sovereign Report has been coming to this meeting at this time for a long time, but in reading all of them, I didn't pick up an awful lot of information about the pinch points within the organisation, and I'm just wondering whether we should give attention to perhaps strengthening these reports and making sure that they're highlighting some of the areas of concern and indicating what action's been taken to overcome the difficulties that have been, you know, we've heard this today that we had a budget overrun of about getting up for £1 million on a relatively small budget. That should have been foreseen, and that should have been gone to the scrutiny committee and been picked up on. And it's a matter of regret that it hasn't been. And I'd like to put forward a recommendation for future scrutiny that it's tightened up, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The way our system works is actually you can take anything you want to a committee. If something concerns you, do it under a councillor's session or a question, and then you can take it to scrutiny and you can discuss it. So actually no subject is off scrutiny.
Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, you've seen this report. All those in favour, please show. Against? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I rather support what the councillor has just said. If you look at our report, which I will propose and has been through vice scrutiny, if you look at the wording, the scrutiny committee considered a wide variety of issues. The committee received regular updates. The committee considered. The committee received. In fact, there was one very new piece of work that we did, which was on business and tourism and leisure tourism. I rather agree that there should be a little bit more in the minutes that reflect not just the scrutiny committee received things, but actually what we did with them. Gareth has just given me food for thought, as it were, so I do suggest that we have a look at the way that the reports are produced so that they do more than show that the Coral Scrutiny Committee that just receives reports. And so thank you very much, having had a chat about them. We do a lot more than that, and they should be reflected in the minutes. Thank you, Chair. Just one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.